Well, hi everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together. We just finished the book of Revelation, and so back to the Old Testament we go, and we are going to be reading through the Song of Solomon, or as some of you may know it to be called, the Song of Songs. And why that title? Why do we call it the Song of Songs, or the Song of Solomon? Well, in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 32, we read that Solomon spoke 3,000 proverbs, but also wrote 1,005 songs. And this is the chiefest, or the best, or the most excellent of his songs. It's very poetic in its structure, in its writing and form, and it's really a love story between Solomon and the Shulamite girl, and it's pointing us to the wonderfully and ultimately it's describing the union and communion of love that Jesus Christ has with his church. And so it's very important, very good, of course, as inspired scripture. It's profitable and good for believers in all generations throughout time to glean from, to study, to learn from, and to love our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, even more and more. So let's dive into this very Word of God together today and fill our heads and our hearts with the wonderful truth of it. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Because of the fragrance of your good ointments, your name is ointment poured forth. Therefore, the virgins love you. Draw me away. We will run after you. The king has brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice with you. We will remember your love more than wine. Rightly do they love you. I am dark but lovely, O daughters of Jerusalem, like the tents of Kedar, like the curtains of Solomon. Do not look upon me because I am dark, because the sun has tanned me. My mother's sons were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard I have not kept. Tell me, O you whom I love, where you feed your flock, where you make it rest at noon. For why should I be as one who veils herself by the flocks of your companions? If you do not know, O fairest among women, follow in the footsteps of the flock and feed your little goats beside the shepherd's tents. I have compared you, my love, to my filly among Pharaoh's chariots. Your cheeks are lovely with ornaments, your neck with chains of gold. We will make you ornaments of gold with studs of silver. While the king is at his table, my spikenard sends forth its fragrance. A bundle of myrrh is my beloved to me that lies all night between my breasts. My beloved is to me a cluster of henna blooms in the vineyards of En-Gedi. Behold, you are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair. You have dove's eyes. Behold, you are handsome, my beloved. Yes, pleasant. Also, our bed is green. The beams of our houses are cedar, and our rafters of fir. Well, amen and amen. Such a wonderful beginning to this love story in chapter 1. I hope that you're blessed by the reading of God's word here today, and I hope you'll join me again next time as we continue in chapter 2. God bless you, and we'll see you then.